This week, President Bush made good on a campaign promise. He sent Congress a proposal for an increased federal role in education. He's often called education his first priority in government. A little over a year ago, NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government conducted an extensive nationwide poll on education. The findings may explain how well-received President Bush's proposals will be. Joining us now is the editor of the NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll and the editor of our own show this week, Marcus Rosenbaum. Marcus, thanks for helping us out on this side of the glass.
I'm glad to be here, Scott.
Is this plan in accord with the readings you have about American popular opinion now?
Well, I think it is in many ways. One thing to look at from the very beginning is that when you ask people sort of an open-ended question, what do you think is the most important issue facing the country today? Education is always right up there at the top. I mean, first or second for most people. So I think he's hit a really hot-button issue.
Specifically, how does the plan, at least in terms of how we know it right now, fit in with some of your findings?
Well, I think there are a couple of things that are really interesting. One has to do with testing, and the other has to do with vouchers. On testing, what we found was that people are actually very much in favor of standardized testing and using them for lots of different things, using the results for lots of different things, even though they're not completely convinced that the results are very accurate. But when you ask them sort of what do you think tests ought to be used for, because students are always given these tests, you get high numbers of people saying that they should be used for things like, you know, improving teachers, identifying areas where students need help, ranking schools, used by employers when students, graduates apply for a job, although that one's a little bit lower than the others. But when you ask them whether they should be used to ensure that students meet adequate national academic standards, you get almost 9 out of 10 people saying that they should be used for that reason. So you've got a situation here where people think that they're good, that there ought to be some kind of national standards. But then when you ask them who ought to set the standards, who ought to actually devise the tests, the federal government is way low there.
Is that because of the traditional distrust of a large federal role in?
Well, it seems to be. I mean, we didn't ask them why, but that would seem to be the case. In fact, I think this is why President Bush's proposal for all of this testing may go pretty well, because he wants the states to actually set the standards here.
Let me ask about, I think, for what for many people will be the most controversial section of the proposal, which is that calling for the use of educational vouchers?
Of course, President Bush didn't use that word for a good reason, because it's sort of a hot-button word right now. But we did a couple of things that were really interesting in this poll. The first one was that we split the sample. We told them what vouchers were, and then half the people we asked whether they were in favor of vouchers. And there we got 40-odd percent favoring it and 50-odd percent opposing it. But then the other half the people we asked this exact same question. But at the end of the question, we said, or haven't you heard enough about that to have an opinion on it? Mm-hmm. And we got about a third of the people saying that they hadn't heard enough about it. The second thing we did was we followed up the question. The people who said they favored vouchers, we asked them, would you still favor it if it meant that there would be less money for public schools in your area? For the people who said they opposed vouchers, we said, would you still oppose it if it meant that children from less well-off families might not be able to attend better schools? And you know what happened? 40% in each category changed their minds when got confronted with a good argument from the other side. People will change their minds. I think it's really important to note that the argument that President Bush is making for vouchers is exactly the argument that we gave to people who said they opposed vouchers that made them change their minds. So I think from the political perspective, he's got a pretty good possibility of making this thing fly if he keeps up the pressure.
Information in this poll is over a year ago, right?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. So how valid is it still? I mean, we've been through a long campaign, and these issues have surely shifted.
We have. I think that for now, it is valid. I had one of our colleagues at Harvard go through various polling that's been done since then to see if he could find anything that would change any of the trends that we had. I also had Kim Oleski, our crack research librarian here, go through things to see if she could find anything, and neither of them could find any polls that have been done since then that would indicate that any of this data is at all invalid today.
Marcus, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Marcus Rosenbaum.